Section 2. You will hear an introduction to a cycling holiday that the leader of a college campaign club is delivering to its members. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Right. Now, let me bring you up to date with arrangements for our cycling tour next month. First of all, about the tents. You know, at the beginning, the idea was that I arranged to borrow some tents from the college, but it turns out they will be used by the hiking club at the same time, so I'm afraid you will have to bring your own. So, do remember to tell me whether you prefer to use a single tent or share with others. In this case, I'll know how many tents there'll be when I make the reservation at the various campsites. Last time, some of you said you would like to hire bikes and pick them up when you arrive, instead of taking your own. Well, I've asked lots of shops or agencies about bike hiring in St. Andrews, the town where we'll be arriving, and unfortunately there aren't any shops that offer this service. So which, I'm afraid, means taking your own. I'll book them on the train when I book the train tickets, which reminds me, I'll need to know the exact number of people going, too, so that I can get a group discount on the train fare. Another one that'll need to be booked is tickets for the football match we discussed last time. I've inquired about availability, and there are only a few seats left, so anyone who wants to go will need to get tickets very soon. Ideally today or tomorrow. At our next meeting, I'll be able to give you all individual packs with the final program and something about the area we'll be cycling through and places we'll be visiting. I'm afraid I haven't had the time to do that yet.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, I'll tell you briefly about some of the attractions in the places we'll be staying. As I said, we'll be taking the train to St. Andrews, where there are one or two very good restaurants. One thing that's definitely worth visiting there is the sites where the original town was constructed nearly 1,000 years ago. There's not much of the original buildings left, but there's still plenty to see. The site is being excavated, and you'll be able to help out if you want to. Our next overnight stop will be in the village of Cluny. There are a number of ancient barns here that have been modernized into a museum, indicating the significance of sheep in the area over the centuries. The wool used to be sold for cloth, and it brought riches to the district. There are also several photos describing how agricultural workers lived. From there, we'll leave for Penally. Penally is well known for its museum of village life, but that's being refurbished at the moment and isn't likely to reopen by the time we go there. But there is an open-air farmer's market every day, selling fruits, vegetables, cheese and meat, all grown or processed within a few miles of the town and sold by the farmers themselves. It's definitely worth a visit. In Varlow, which is one of the oldest towns in the region, there's a museum that shows how horses used to be the most universal way of travelling around, and how they were gradually substituted by steam, and later, of course, electric trains, buses, cars, and bicycles. Right, now I'll pass around this sheet of paper.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.